My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin calls his scammer Belinda on the carpet for her lies. Is Davin blowing things out of proportion? Listen and enjoy.
I was trying to do something beautiful and exciting with you, and you lied to me. Again.
Hold that thought for just 1 second. Trucker Tom says, she didn't come, and she lied about it. Okay, she is real.
Very good. Very good, Tom.
You want to know something, though? She's been kind of forthright. Yeah, I forgot. I felt funny about telling you. She's not like, well, Jesus, oh, I never said that stuff, you know? So. She's good. She's good.
No, she's really good.
I'm better.
But I can kind of understand that, though. Like she said, but you're so confident and everything. And she's like, I'm a grown-ass woman, and I never had an orgasm. I felt embarrassed to tell you that. I can understand that.
Yeah, let me tell you something, dude.
I am displeased.
You've called her on the carpet so many times.
But now we're talking about when I'm in the carpet.
But funny. But you've called, and the bitch has tap danced right off of it every single time.
She's good.
Says, you sound like a Nigerian scammer. Good work, Dav.
Yeah.
I'm the best. I am the best. Well, look at me bragging. Wow. Let me put a video up of myself.
Yes.
And put some Nigerian scammers on my Facebook page. Huddle, huddle, huddle. Oh, she goes, well, you could say a lot about the orgasm. I'm sorry I did, but I told you my reason, for I am truly sorry. Oh, yeah, I read all that anyway.
And just because she came at you, and I told you my reason. I mean, she's on the defense. She wound up throwing back a punch at you going, and I told you my reason.
She goes,
that's got two fucking J, man.
Yeah.
Now you guys are more convinced than ever.
Exactly.
Her lies have changed you.
Hey, good is good. Yes. I mean, you're both calling each other on the, you know.
Two Brahma bullshits.
Brahma bullshits.
Because I'm full of shit, too. Let's not forget.
Oh, no, we know.
That, but you've got to run the ropes, and that bitch or man or whatever the hell it is not backing down and is giving you a lot of good counterpunches, too.
She goes, I'm sorry I did. I just wanted it to flow, I guess. I shouldn't have done that. I know there's no justification for this. I am sorry. I go, you lied about blowjobs as well.
Oh, God.
You make me feel like a dumb asshole. You were supposed to be my girlfriend. You're supposed to make me feel better about myself, not worse. Even every lie, you push me further away. I do not even know what we have. Maybe we never had anything.
You make me feel dirty.
Now here's the point. Now here's something interesting. Okay, and Devin goes, well, maybe she does love me, and maybe this is like a real relationship. In the sense, right now, maybe it could be, because if you're just scamming somebody, who needs this shit?
Yeah,
stop and deal with this shit.
Listen.
Go away.
When the scammers work with me, they deserve to get paid. They never do, but they deserve to get paid.
They deserve to get paid. But it's like it gets to the point. Like right now, it's like who needs to listen to this guy's shit every other day?
Yeah, so annoying.
It's been a while. We had lovey-dovey moments. The kid knocked her teeth out. I was there for her. So she goes, "I didn't lie about blowjobs. You were blowing this out of proportion." Funny. Funny.
But you want to know something?
Oh, I can't believe she said that.
She never did that as a pun, and you got a sense of humor of an iron bar. She never knew that was a pun.
She never intended
it to be a pun.
But no, she didn't.
Do you see why maybe I might run away to Ghana?
That's hilarious.
Because she did not do that with any. And that even makes that funny where we know her enough where there was no humor in it. Funny now.
Yes.
In that.
I go, originally, by the way, first we started about multiple orgasms. Now we're arguing about blowjobs.
Blowjobs, I know.
The hard-hitting topics.
Hard-hitting. Huddle, huddle.
Huddle, huddle, who? I go, originally you made it sound like you give good ones, or at least gave them. The other day you said you never have.
Gave them. My lips have retired.
The other day you said you never have. I'm not blowing this out of proportion. It is not the subject of the lie that bothers me. It is you constantly say you are honest and I should trust you and you keep nothing from me and then you lie. How can I ever trust you on the big things when you lie about the little things? Sure, you say you love me and I'm the only one. But really, how can I be sure at this point? You're getting money somehow and I know it's not me.
Oh, I tell you, I wish her. When's her birthday coming up?
Which one? We'll get there.
I would send her a list of these things we just read off. See what she wants.
We have money. We could do it.
The anal ring toss might be just the thing.
Sure. Oh, well, she's religious. We'll give her something with a Jesus. The Jesus blood plug or the Jesus dildo. She'd appreciate that more.
Oh, God.
I go, and now silence. Slow connection. Getting advice on how to calm the Mugu? It could be anything.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. And, of course, Mugu means, like, stupid Westerner that they fool. I go, how much would you like to break me? I am poor, probably be homeless, probably lose my daughter, lost a job. Now I doubt my judgment. I feel like all I have is a lousy bottle of Jack. There's my alcohol.
Oh, here we go.
You were supposed to love me. We were supposed to be different. And we are.
See, now here's where it goes. See, this is a good sparring match because she was going, I told you, and I'm telling you again. What don't you put? And then you go back. You hurt me, and now I might go back to drinking. Well, she might be going, oh, Jesus Christ.
She don't want that to happen.
It's a very good
Dark Tavern's not a fun place.
Well, no. You know, two manipulators, horn to horn. Oh.
But
you hit it on the personal level where this person I have a relationship with might go back to drinking because of something I said. You know?
Yeah. Okay, what happens next?
And I go, and to think, I was about to tell my soul to help you. I was about to sell my soul to help you get money because I loved you and wanted to help relieve your pain and stress. I am a big dummy. Remember, she was having money issues, but she never asked me.
Yes.
She goes, told you, I don't like when you talk like that. Waiting for you to write and then think I'm getting advice. You call yourself that which I told you. I didn't like. The Mugu, she says. She's going on the record where
this is her writing you back,
yes.
Right?
Okay. She goes, doubt the internet connection, my lack of airtime. You doubt everything, okay? I go, you make me doubt, but I have always wanted to trust unconditionally. And then I write in catalogs here. I loved you. I still love you. But how can I believe you are right for me when you constantly take my trust and throw it away? Should I just ignore all the lies? Would that make us happy?
Lisa says, way to guilt her, Davin.
Yeah, but you drop your shield on now a little bit where you told her, you know, I loved you and I always loved you. Because now hearing that, I could butter this guy back up and say it's going to be different and stuff like that.
So well, I got to keep it busy.
I know. you know, I don't know where you want to go with this, but you did drop you a little bit. Drop your shield a little bit on
listen,
that.
Yeah, but he had to stay on the hook or else she's going to leave interest.
Well, that's
I'm not going to delete her from Facebook, then it's over.
Right.
She goes, I never force you to do anything for it. Don't do anything if you don't want to. I go, I never said you force me. But when I love with all of my heart. It is just how I am.
Especially the Vasiola twins.
Sure, I love them.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.